Rhonda had a certified, bona fide miracle. And as we were praying for you, we both got goosebumps because we feel you are about to get a miracle too. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Prayer Investigator. I'm Linda Evans Shepherd. My guest, Rhonda Dragomir, is an award-winning author, and she has a debut novel about to be released called When the Flames Ravaged. And she is here today to tell us about her miracle. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Thank you, Linda. I'm just really excited to be here today and to share my testimony, an amazing miracle that I received from the hand of the Lord.
You told me that you were at a desperate place, that you would even pray that the Lord would take you, even though you were a young mom with a beautiful daughter.
That is absolutely true. And the problem I had was unrestrained stress in my life. And no one thinks of stress as being such a dangerous thing, but it can lead to all kinds of complications, even physical complications. And I began having severe pain, bloating, and other symptoms in my digestive tract. And when I went to the doctor, he diagnosed me with Crohn's disease. And we often see advertisements and things for medications that control Crohn's or put it into remission. But it is considered an incurable disease. And the doctor told me that right up front, there is no cure for this disease. And something in my spirit just reared its head and said, oh no, you don't know my God. My God can heal me. But when things went on so long and I had so many episodes of pain, unrelenting pain that would be so intense, I would scream. I got to the point one day where I told the Lord, if I'm going to deal with this much pain the rest of my life, I'd rather die.
Wow.
And I told him that straight up. And it was then really that I began a quest to press in to seek God more for healing rather than just giving up and accepting that condition.
So how did your healing happen then?
I went to a women's retreat in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina, and I was one of the speakers. And so that additional responsibility of being a speaker was stressful enough that it triggered an attack.
Oh, no.
And there I was, 5 hours from home, nowhere near my doctors, nowhere near any help. And that just increased the stress until one afternoon I laid down in my bed and I just began to struggle and just began to pray, Lord, not here, not now. It just can't happen now. And I tried to stifle my sounds of distress because I didn't want anyone to know how much I was struggling. Well, it didn't work. Pretty soon, a lady came around the corner and she said, are you okay? And I'm just dissolved. I had no strength left. And she gathered a group of women, about 20 of them, and crowded into my little room. They were on top of each other and they began to pray. And it wasn't just kind of the one and done prayer where, Lord, bless Rhonda, help her. And now everything's going to be fine. Thank you. Hope you get better. No, when they would finish praying, the leader of the group said to me, now is the pain gone? And Linda, I was tempted to lie and say, oh yeah, everything's fine. But I was so desperate. I said, no, it's still here. And those dear ladies prayed for me, anointed me with oil according to the scripture. And at one point when I opened my mouth, I was going to scream. I felt something leave my body, a long exhale, almost like you hear when people die. They let go this long, deep breath. And Linda, the pain was gone.
Wow.
Instantly. So we just began to praise the Lord. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, what just happened? Now, I'm a pastor's wife with more than 30 years of experience at that point, and I could not explain in human terms what happened because I had received a miracle. I went from that place, and truly, I never had those symptoms again. And finally, it began to dawn on me, I have been healed. And the notice came in my email, it's time for my colonoscopy. And I'm like, I'm not going. I don't want to know that it's still there. I have no symptoms. I'm happy. But eventually the Lord tapped me on the shoulder 2 years past my scheduled colonoscopy and said, it's time to go. So I lined myself up. I went in for my colonoscopy and I prepared my little heart saying, it does not matter what his report is. I believe the report of the Lord, right? But when the doctor came into the room, he showed me pictures from my previous colonoscopy that had shown these bleeding lesions in a particular spot in my intestines. And it looked like beautiful pink baby skin. Not only was there not, well, your disease is in remission, it was as if the disease had never been there.
Wow.
Absolutely, perfectly healthy. And the doctor was stymied. He was a Christian man, but he said, I can't explain this. And there is only one explanation. With a medically verified miracle I received of healing from an incurable disease.
Rhonda, I know you'd prayed for miracles before, but this one time, the Lord moved in a miraculous way. Why do you think it happened then and how?
That is the most important question and one that's very hard to answer. The only thing I can say is that I believe our suffering in this world only lasts as long as it must to reach the point where God's work is finished. There was some internal work he was doing in my life to bring me to a point of faith and understanding. He never inflicted the suffering on me, but he allowed it time to do its work. And this is what I think is so hard for us to accept, because I sure wanted him to hurry up for my sake and for the sake of my family. The other thing I will say is that there is power in combined authoritative prayer. It wasn't just that quick, oh, God, help, 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 help me, which I had been praying often. There was a group of women trained in healing ministry with a level of faith that supported my own. When I didn't have enough faith, I believe those women were given the faith to believe for me. And that corporate anointing of the hand of God is why I believe I was healed at that moment.
So I like that idea of corporate faith. And how do we find that corporate faith when we really need somebody to come alongside and just lift us up to God?
The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe that reaching that level of faith for healing is a matter of discipleship and understanding teaching that I received, teaching these ladies received from their very anointed pastor who taught them about healing, who had them praying for one another. It wasn't like that was their first rodeo. They had done this before and they had seen before. And so every time they prayed for someone, the level of their faith grew. Part of what motivated it too, I believe, is they loved me. There's a level of love involved, I believe, in any healing that is a connection between people and identification with their pain and their suffering that moves you to want to move heaven on their behalf. And that connection there between me and these women had been established over several years, and it was very strong. I believe that's one of the factors that made that the moment that prayer finally tipped the scale. I often say that prayer is like pouring something into a vessel. You keep pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. Suddenly there's this moment, there's overflow. And so many prayers, it doesn't mean my prayers before never mattered. They did. But those were prayers that were filling the vessel. And when we prayed that day, there was enough prayer in that vessel that it overflowed into my healing. This is what I believe.
Rhonda, what I want to know is, you said that this was a stress-induced disease. What happened to your stress after that?
I will tell you, the first thing that happened when I finally understood I had been healed, and it took me a while because I kept waiting for the symptoms to come back. But when it dawned on me one day, I have been healed, I laughed. I laughed and laughed and laughed for joy at the release from that disease. I also had to acknowledge, though, and ask myself, how did I get here in the first place? And I went through a time of real self-examination over the levels of stress that I allowed, worry, fear. I'm a person who likes to meet everybody's expectations, and it's impossible. I had to learn to love myself the way God loved me. And as I began to understand, yes, I will make mistakes. Yes, I will let people down, but my heart is always in the right place. I began to understand. And Linda, the most stressful event of my life was yet to come. I was healed before that very stressful moment. And so God was equipping me with faith through this healing to understand how to respond to stress and to check myself. If ever I let my mind fall into that miry pit of fear and worry, to remind myself, no, I know where that road ends, right? I'm not going there again. By the grace of God, I'm not going there again. And so it has greatly helped. That doesn't mean I'm never stressed. It just means that I never let it get to that level where it completely overwhelms me and causes my body to go into distress.
So Rhonda, I know that there are people sitting on the edge of their seats going, I need what Rhonda has. I need freedom from my stress and my worry and my fear. And I need a miracle. But I don't have a women's ministry team in a small room with 20 people. I only have this moment. Rhonda, let's just pull our faith together and the faith of believers watching. And let's just pray for those people who are going, what about me? I need a miracle too. Would you lead that prayer?
I certainly will. And I tell you, it does not take a room full of women. All it takes is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I believe he's present right now. And I will say to those who are listening, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, the Holy Spirit is present with you. And the Lord says, where there are two or three of us gathered in his name, he is present. So even if it's just you and Linda and I, God is present with you right now. And I just declare over you, Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. That means there are no incurable diseases in the kingdom of God. He says he healed all their diseases. So it does not matter to me if your doctor has said to you, this is incurable. I want you to join your faith with mine and with the testimony I just shared and say, there are no incurable diseases. For with God, all things are possible. So let's pray right now. Father, I thank you for the miracle you gave me in my life to heal me and to set me on a path where I could glorify you with this testimony. And right now, I pray for those who are listening that your Spirit will touch them, raise their level of faith to believe that you are able and willing to touch their lives and bring healing. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you will grant faith to keep walking when the answer doesn't come right away, faith to believe that every prayer is filling a vessel that sits before your throne And one day when that vessel is full, their healing will manifest. And so, Father, I pray for everyone watching this video that you will touch them, that you will encourage them, that you will relieve their symptoms. And Father, if there are people who need to find a body of believers, that you will lead them to a house of worship where your name is proclaimed and where people are trained up in prayer for healing. Lord, I know that you intend to pour out your Spirit on everyone listening, and I rejoice right now for the miraculous answers they will receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I'm going to add a little prayer to that too, and that is, Lord, a lot of this pain and disease that we carry in our bodies are from stress, from allowing the enemy to work through the power of stress, fear, and worry. So we take these parts of our lives, this fear, stress, and worry, and we lay it at your feet. And we say, by your stripes, we were healed. That means physically and emotionally. And we just take your peace upon ourselves. And we say yes to your healing. We say yes. We know that it's coming. It's coming. We know that it's here. It's here in this moment. And we say yes and thank you. Oh my goodness, I feel goosebumps right now because there are people who are grasping their healing right now, Rhonda. What do you say to them?
I say reach, reach, reach. Believe. Open your heart and believe that the Spirit of God is able to grant your miracle. And then tell somebody. Tell everybody, tell us, right? Send an email to Linda. Tell other people about this channel where they can come and receive a flow of blessing and healing. We need it so much.
You know, what I like to say at the end of the show is God wants you to talk to him. And here's a very good reason why. Because when you have that wonderful dynamic relationship with God, you're going to have more joy and peace, and you're going to have less worry, and you're going to have more healing. And so we're really glad that you are here today. But Rhonda, do you have one last thing that you would like to say to encourage the audience?
I have said it before, but I believe in the power of repetition. Nothing is impossible with God. And some of you may be listening and you say, I don't have a disease. I have a situation or a relationship that needs healing. All healing comes from God. Number one, God is everywhere. Number two, God hears your prayers. Number three, and number four, he has already provided for the answer you need. And I just encourage you, listen to my story and listen to how I had to suffer and wait. But all suffering is just for a little while. Just for a little while. Oh, it seemed like an eternity, but it's just for a little while. Just keep praying, keep believing, and let the truth of the words we've shared with you today, watch this video again, watch it again and again if you have to, until faith begins to rise in your heart that you can reach out to God and believe him for healing.
Rhonda, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm a writer. And I have a website. It is my name, is my domain, Rhonda with an H, Dragomir, DRAGOMIR.com, RhondaDragomir.com. There's a contact form there. And I promise I answer every message that comes to me. And just mention that you saw me on this, and I will pray with you by email. I will welcome your contact. I will also say I have a book that's coming out. And the reason I mention the title, When the Flames Ravaged, is because my heroine goes through a horrible crisis in which I get to share through her lips many of the things that God taught me through my crisis. I encourage you, if you want to buy the book, I think you'll be blessed, because I wrote it with an eye for people to understand how to relate to God when circumstances are so confusing.
Oh, I'm so glad that you shared that. And Rhonda, thank you so much for being a guest on The Prayer Investigator today.
Thank you for inviting me, and I pray this ministry will grow, because I know there's such a need for it. And at one time in my life, I really would have loved to find this channel. So I'm grateful that it's here now for people who need this kind of blessing.
I am so excited about our show today, and I hope that you will like, share, and comment. And we have a gift for you. It is a beautiful blessing that you can play, pray, and print. Just go to myprayergift.com. And remember, God loves you, and He wants you to talk to Him. See you next time.